It's David Griffiths, and I'm part of the organising team for the Isle of Man Easter Festival of Running. Well, the Easter Festival of Running is an event that actually dates back to 1963, so it's quite a long-standing event. And we should have been celebrating our 60th edition in 2022, but unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, we actually had to cancel both the 2020 and 2021 festival. So this year is the 60th running of the festival. It's evolved over the years. It's had various formats, but the current format has been in place since 2006, and it's proved to be very successful. Basically, it consists of three races. There's a 10k race on Friday evening down in Port Erin. We have the Peel Hill races on Saturday afternoon, and then we have the 5k road races on Douglas Promenade on Sunday morning.
How many people have signed up so far?
We have got an all-time record advance entry, which is absolutely fantastic to see. When pre-entries closed, we had 634 entries, 354 men, 280 women. And out of those, we've probably got something well over 300, in fact, possibly even nearer 400 visiting athletes, mainly from university clubs. They've always been fantastic supporters of the festival, and the visiting runners provide a lot of the atmosphere and the character and the colour. And, you know, they've come in great numbers. But it's also fantastic to see probably the biggest ever local entry this year as well. Really, really good to see. You know, a lot of new runners getting involved who possibly haven't competed in the event before, and I'm sure they'll thoroughly enjoy it.
And you've also got some fairly big names in terms of Manx athletics as well. So who is sort of your big ones to look out for?
Well, yes, we have certainly in the Women's Festival, the only local woman who's ever won the Easter Festival three times is Rachel Franklin. And now Rachel is entered again this year. And looking through the entry list, she does look to me, without wanting to put too much pressure on her, but she does look to be the favourite this year. And in fact, I think she's the clear favourite to win the women's title this year. She's running really well at the moment. I think in the men's, it probably depends on who enters on the day. I know we've had an athlete, Corin Leeming, who won a gold medal at the Island Games last year in the half marathon. Now, he hasn't actually pre-entered, but there is an opportunity to enter on the days of the races. So if he does enter, I think he'll possibly challenge some of the best visiting athletes. But I think the favourite for the men's title, I would say, is probably a lad called Matt Knowles, who's a representative of Edinburgh University. He did the festival for the first time last year. He was only about 19, I think, last year, did very well. He's improved since then, so I think he's possibly the favourite, but there'll be quite a few locals who I think will do well.
And if people do want to sign up on the day, how do they do that?
Right, yes, entries are available on each of the three race days. So on Good Friday for the IQEQ 10-kilometre road race in Port Erin, you can register at the Russian Football Club Clubhouse, which is on Drogheda Road in Port Erin, between 3:30pm and 5pm. But really, the earlier the better. You don't want to be leaving it too late because obviously it could be busy on that day. There's only a limited number of places because we've had so many entries, and the cost will be £15 for affiliated athletes and £19 for unattached runners. And then for the Peel Hill race on Saturday, registration, again, for those who haven't pre-entered, is at the House of Mananin. And that's from 1 o'clock until 30 minutes before the start of each race. The men's and women's races are separate, so you've got until 30 minutes before the start of the race to enter there. And that'll be £10 for affiliated athletes and £14 for unattached runners. And then finally, on Easter Sunday morning, for the 5-kilometre outback road races on Douglas Promenade, registration is at the Sea Terminal from 9am, again, until 30 minutes before the start of each race. Again, the men's and women's races are separate, and that'll be £10 for affiliated athletes and £14 for unattached runners.
And we mentioned at the start that this is the 60th time that this event has happened. What do you think has made it so popular over all of these years?
I think a lot of it is tradition, to be honest. I think it became particularly popular in the 1970s, and there was a real explosion of interest from visiting not only athletic clubs, but university clubs. And I think over the years, the university clubs in particular, it's just become an annual ritual for them. So we have the likes of Manchester and Leeds Universities, who are probably our longest standing supporters, and they've been coming every single year since the 1970s. And this year, we've got 96 coming from Leeds University, which includes quite a lot of people who haven't been for a few years, but because it's the 60th one, they've made a special effort to come this year, and it's just absolutely brilliant. They all have their sort of rituals, they all have their sort of pre-race songs and war dances and everything, and they just provide a massive colour. In the Peel Hill races on Saturday, they'll go up onto the hill and, you know, cheer the race leaders and give them a guard of honour, you know, on the descent and everything. And it's just a really fantastic atmosphere.
And is it a good way of keeping the Isle of Man on the map, so to speak, and making sure people know that we're here and that we are worthy competitors in our own right.
Yes, very much so. I think a lot of competitors in the Easter Festival, both visitors and locals, I think they're careers in running have really been kick-started by success in the festival. In the case of Rachel Franklin, for example, I mean, she was a good athlete, so all the way from probably under 13s upwards, but she only really became established as a senior in 2014. And that was the year when she began the year by winning all three races at the Easter Festival. And she's never really looked back from that, you know, and I think that's testament, really. We had our female champion last year, Alice Goodall from Edinburgh University, won the festival last year, set records in all three races, and she missed is the festival this year because she's representing Great Britain in the World Cross Country Championships. So that's a good idea of what the Easter Festival can do and the calibre of runner that the event attracts. The only other sort of things from a logistical point of view, we have a couple of road closures in place which competitors and spectators need to be aware of. For the Good Friday road race in Port Erin, the Port Erin promenades will be closed to traffic from 4 p.m. The race starts at 5:30 p.m. So Port Erin promenade will be closed to traffic from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the latest, but hopefully it'll be a lot earlier than that. And then on Saturday for the Peel Hill races, part of East Quay in the region of the House of Mananan will be closed to traffic from 7 a.m. to no later than about 5 p.m. Again, hopefully it'll be a little earlier than that.